This is Trevor Cars, and this session is about health. I would say throughout my life, I have been fairly healthy. I don't do drugs. Not big into drinking or alcohol. My diet is fairly controlled. Like everyone else, I have my cheat days. But never been overweight, never been obese, always been skinny. Now, I thank my high metabolism, but, you know, if I wanted to, I could be obese. It could be something that I could be. Just eat more. Eat a lot more. And I eat a lot more crap. And then I could be that individual. But that's not me. And I am psychologically not capable of going down that road of an unhealthy eating habit. And I want to discuss how I've really conditioned myself to live a very healthy life. And there are so many benefits to what I'm about to describe. You'll be much happier, much more focused. You'll just feel energy that you have never felt before. And that's what good health brings you. Brings you a higher level of intelligence. Less stress. Less anxiety. Less bodily issues. Less need to go to the hospital. Less need to go to the doctor. Less need to subscribe for medications. I'm happy to say I'm not on any medications. No medications to rule my life, dictate what I can and cannot do. I feel limitless, and that is due to my good health. And it doesn't take much. I am not a gold standard by any stretch. Actually, I approach a very simple process to ensuring that I have a good, healthy life. It is not overcomplicated, as all of the news outlets suggest. You need to try this diet or that diet. Problem is, you're on a new diet every week, and your body doesn't like that. Your body needs to get used to one routine. I think when you go to retail stores, grocery stores, you'll find that the majority of the foods are filled with sugar. I see the aisles are covered with high sodium, high sugar foods. The bakery takes up a big portion of the store. And it has this allure to it. It says, look at me, I'm this sugary treat. Come and try me out. And it's there every time you go to the grocery store. And it's not easy to turn right and ignore, because it is in the aisles as well. It's sprinkled in with the healthy foods. Right next to the produce is the bakery. I mean, it's almost impossible to go and get your fruits and vegetables without seeing a cake, cookie, pie in the distance. Near impossible. And there is no control on the amount of unhealthy foods in a grocery store. There does not seem to be any government control on this. And governments have these healthcare issues, and you know, the majority, you're talking about a 50% obese rate. Well, you know, maybe that's why healthcare is not so great, is because most people are in there because of heart attacks and whatnot due to unhealthy living, an unhealthy lifestyle. And maybe if the government controlled what kind of foods were in the grocery store, then there would be less of that. Because it is a psychological habit. When you see the item, you have the desire to pick it up. If it is there in front of you at the grocery store, you have something in your brain that says, I crave that. And you go for it. But if it's out of sight, out of mind, you're less likely to fall into the trap. And, you know, I love my cookies, I love my cakes, love the pies, but I do not eat them every day. It is not part of my normal routine. My normal eating routine is a specific set of foods that I know don't have a ton of salt. They don't have a ton of sugar. They're healthy foods. And it requires some study. It requires you to be understanding of the foods that are out there and why you need to eat those foods that are healthy, why they're good for you, and why they bring you energy. You do need to educate yourself if you want to make this change. The more educated you are, the more disciplined you can be in not eating the unhealthy foods. I know you will crack sometimes, and it is important not to feel guilty if you do, as the next day is a new chapter and a new opportunity for you to get disciplined, turn that page, readjust. Your family may be a reason why you don't eat healthy. Maybe they're the ones that go to the grocery store. They take charge. They buy the foods. Maybe it's time for you to take initiative and say, hey, why don't you let me take this for today? I'm sure they would appreciate if you put in some effort and went shopping with them and helped them out. If you said, hey, let me get dinner tonight, you bring home a healthy dinner everyone can enjoy. Don't let others buy the food for you, as perhaps maybe they are putting toxins in your body, moving you closer and closer to hospitalization. And that is a harsh reality. And that if you go down the road of obesity, you will fall. And you will be in need of medical help, whether it be through medications or sickness. You will need to go to the doctor more. I don't like going to the doctor. And when I do go to the doctor, it's hopefully for maintenance. Never any serious physical issues with me as I eat healthy. What I do is when I go to the grocery store, I focus on two particular areas. Produce and meats. That is it. The other aisles I spend very little attention to. I'm now detached from the other aisles. I do not go down the other aisles. I have a specific set of foods that I have in mind before I go shopping so that I don't get swayed by temptation. Produce and meats. Not frozen meats. Frozen meats are just as bad as table salt by itself, as frozen meats are filled with preservatives and tons of salt to keep it fresh and past the expiry. And people want convenience. They want fast, they want quick, they want cheap. The perception is that frozen meats are cheap, and they're easy to cook. It takes 20 minutes to cook frozen meat. Sounds good. Can't go wrong there. Get a pizza, throw it in the oven, you're good to go. It's not the best approach to think of it as convenience. Food is not convenience. Food is a necessity. Food is a big part of your life. And it provides the fuel for your functioning throughout the day. You put the right food in your body, your cylinders will work without a hiccup. Put the wrong food in your body, you will break down. You will fall apart. Your body cannot function the same way. As I see all these people who are exhausted by the end of the day, and I have plenty of energy with no caffeine, no lattes, no unhealthy foods consumed throughout the day. As I fill my body with greens, and most people don't have that many greens. People look at greens like, ew, the taste is just not there. Forget taste. Move past the idea that food has to be delicious, that food has to taste sugary and salty. Move past that. Get to the point where you can enjoy the food as it is. I may be an extreme example in that I will eat a handful of spinach and enjoy the taste, the texture, and swallowing it. Enjoy that. And I know it is healthy for me. So I feel great. I enjoy a handful of spinach. Of course, I would maybe encourage you to put some olive oil on it. Get some healthy fats. Put whichever other vegetables, maybe some fruits on there, and you've got yourself a delicious salad. Olive oil is your dressing. You do not need vinaigrettes, ranch dressing, full of unhealthy fats. Vinaigrettes are full of salt, likely, maybe sugar. They're disguised as healthy lights, salad dressings, and yet they are not. the foods that die a couple days later are the foods you should consume. The foods that wither are the foods that you should consume. When it comes to meats, and we talk about the expense, I disagree. I feel that the fresh meats are actually less expensive, as you're cutting away all of the salt and you're getting exactly the food that you need to fill your body. And it is like premium gasoline for your sports car. You are going to be running smoother with premium fuel. So it is worth the investment. And when you break it down, you can get bulk fresh meats, freeze them, and only eat what you need. As you'll find, you eat more of the frozen meats as they fill your body with these empty calories, and you are still hungry afterwards. So you continue to eat more of whatever else is lying around your house. It's not a full meal. Whereas fresh meats, you get a full dose of that protein, get a full dose of a whole food. And that fills you up for hours. Potato chips, astonishingly, are so very popular, but absolutely toxic. See healthier options these days, but they are not. They're just lighter, which means you'll eat more of them. Smaller, which means you'll just eat more. They're addictive. They have addicting qualities to them. Recommend you transition to snacks that are healthy. Switch over to walnuts and almonds and nuts. Perhaps some raisins to get that iron in there. Find that raisins are a good substitute for sugary foods, as they do have sugar, but they are good. Natural sugar. Apples are another alternative to sugary foods. A nice, delicious apple, to me, is better than any candy. It has the high fiber that I need to fuel my day. So I have one in the morning. Very basic foods, very simple foods. That are absolutely easy to consume. And yet we just bypass them in the grocery store like they don't exist. I recommend that you review what you're buying at the grocery store. Consider clearing away all the garbage in your household. As if you have healthy foods in your household, you are more likely to eat healthy. Fill your stock with healthy foods. And if you have a cheat day, that is okay. Embrace it. But if you have several in a row, you may wish to review why. And I talk about psychologically. For me, I look in the mirror and I say, there is no way I could ever be obese. It's not something I would ever want to put myself into. I never want to go to the hospital. And if I become obese, I will become hospitalized. That is the result. And the horrors of the hospital scare me away. I do not ever want to go down that road. And therefore, psychologically, I must eat healthy. I simply cannot eat unhealthy for days on end. So I would never want to put myself through that misery. That is my discussion on food, and it is a tough grind to make the adjustment. Your diet is more important than your exercise. 70% of who you are today is due to your diet. Your appearance is dictated by your diet. So if you get that in order, you'll find life will be a little easier. And you might need somebody to help you out. For me, my brother helped encourage me to eat healthier. Although I've always been fairly particular about how I eat, my parents cooked vegetables throughout our childhood lives, so we understood what was required to eat a healthy meal. As far as meats are concerned, I don't eat anything too heavy. I prefer chicken or salmon or turkey, all of the lean variety. I don't deviate too much from that. That is my strategy, and I alternate between those three meats. Keeps things interesting, gives me the variety I need, satisfies my cravings for food. Once you've gotten that food and nutrition and diet taken care of, you'll be more equipped to be able to handle the next piece, which is exercise as part of your health and fitness. And exercise is not fun for everyone. Don't always enjoy my routine, but I know I must do it to keep myself in shape, to keep my muscles in tune. So I have very small routines that I do. I get into yoga every morning for flexibility. Keeps me conditioned. Go for walks, just the basics. And that does the trick. All you really need to do, walk around the block every day. Start with that. Try to get up to a 30-minute walk every day. Do it during your lunch break while you're at work. Ideally, if you can get it over with in the morning, you wake up, you go for an exercise, you're done. You're done for the day. You move on. It's out of the way. Hardest part of the day is over with. You exercise in the morning first thing, you will feel amazing for the rest of your day. You will feel like you can conquer the world. It's a pretty great feeling to have. Why not? Why not exercise in the morning? Why not take advantage of the time you have in the morning. Get up early. Go for a run. Go for that walk. Do something that you enjoy. Dance. Stretch. Find an activity you enjoy. Embrace it. Do it with somebody else. Get that exercise in. Have sex with your partner. You'll burn calories that way. Most of you, maybe that's a fun way to get your exercise in. Nothing wrong with that. Don't talk about that much, but it's another way to burn off some calories. Shows you love your significant other. Exercise is that other piece to ensuring that you are healthy, happy, and ready to tackle your day. Should be like brushing your teeth. And nobody ever tells you this, but exercise is what brushing your teeth is for your body. It's required. Nobody ever really pushed this 30 minutes a day concept when I was young. You just need at least 30 minutes a day to be healthy. But it really is true in that if you can just have that routine every day and have it as a process that you're getting out there exercising 30 minutes a day, you will live longer, you'll live happier. If you're injured, take the day off and then get back to it. Just like food, you can have cheat days. Don't plan to have cheat days for skipping or resting, but it could happen and that's okay. But just stick to the process of a proper fitness routine. That's all I've got for health as it relates to diet, nutrition, and fitness. I hope you can make a positive impact in your life to feel good, feel healthy, feel strong.